With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. What did you think of the interview with Harrison Ford?
Oh, I thought that was great. And I thought he was so good because he usually can be quite difficult. And I thought that he was very impressed with your T-shirt.
Yes.
To start with. You could tell he took a good notice and a bit of a smirk at that.
I guess everyone listening has watched the little red carpet interview I did with Harrison Ford, but you can see it on YouTube. And when he came up and said and looked at the T-shirt and laughed because I was so stressed because it was the most stressful 5 minutes of my life. I was thinking in my head, I was like, shall we talk about the T-shirt? And I was like, no, because if that's the one question I get to ask him, then that's not going to be good for television. So it threw me off when I was overjoyed that he thought the T-shirt was funny.
And were you waiting for him to say something about it?
Well, I wasn't sure. I was a bit stunned. So I was sort of just like, no, go with the plan. Because maybe was going to talk about the T-shirt at the end, but... You know, like you've sort of got all these options and you have to wait and see how they interact. Because I knew I had to get in a good solid question first for television. Otherwise, I'd get fired. And being self-indulgent about my T-shirt wasn't the good first question.
No. And I think the question that you had for him was really good too. Because he has sort of cleared up the feelings about he didn't want to do the movie. And he said no, that wasn't true. So, but he thinks he should have been killed off maybe a couple of movies ago because of how he's getting old. And now, can I mention it, that we think he has been killed off?
Yes. I think anyone listening to this that hasn't seen the film is, I don't know what they're doing.
That means I'm a spoiler.
Yes, you are a spoiler mother. Maybe we're getting a lot of fans of ladies golf listening this week. We're going to get a spike. I think I was a pretty good kid. How many weeks would I be grounded for if I stabbed Dad in the chest with a lightsaber?
Well, be quite a few weeks, I think. Depends on the lightsaber. Is it just a little light toy one or is it a proper rigi-digi one?
It's a proper rigi-digi one that he does use.
Right.
He does use.
Well, that would be fairly lethal, I think. And that wouldn't be very good to do that to your father.
It wouldn't be. It would be horrible. But before we get much to the new film, what about another one of my early Star Wars memories is getting toys for Christmas. And I remember I got the Princess Leia when she had the helmet, when she was disguised. Do you remember that bit in Return of the Jedi? She, like, melted Han Solo. He was, like, captured on the wall.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
She was dressed up as, like, an alien, like a bounty hunter, and she snuck in. And so you got me that, or Santa got me that. And there's a big spoiler for everyone else listening.
Yes, who believes in Santa.
But I remember going in to the bedroom where you and Dad were and going, I got Princess Leia! And you didn't seem... I remember you not acting as surprised as I was.
Oh, right. Well, my acting wasn't very good then,
no,
was it?
Even as a young kid, I was just like, Mum does not seem that surprised by this. And then years later, I was like, ah.
That's the reason why.
Good Mum, horrible actress.
Well, I leave that to my son.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Nice. So, you went and saw the film yesterday. What did you think about the film?
Yes, I enjoyed the film. I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And a few things in it, which I had opinions about.
What did you think when Han Solo got killed?
Oh, I thought that was pretty awful. And I did mention that I thought maybe, do you think he could come back? Because a lot of people who die or have, you know, tragic things happen to them like that, they somehow come back.
Did I reply with did I get snappy?
Yes, you said, no, he won't be able to come back from that. But we'll won't know until the next movie,
you're
will
bad
we?
As all the people on the internet. People are always trying to come up with theories about what's going to happen, much like you are with, you know, who's Rey's mum and dad and what's going to happen in the thing. And people think that Han Solo is going to come back somehow. But, mum, as I admittedly screamed at you in the lobby of the theatre, I caused quite a scene. I didn't really, everyone. That he got stabbed in the chest, then fell into the bottomless chasm on the planet that was about to explode. I'm pretty sure they made very clear that he's, like, there's no way he's coming. I reckon Harrison Ford really said to the producers, just let's really make it clear there is no way this character can come back.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's probably said, this is it. And I am not continuing anymore.
It reminded me of, you know, on The Simpsons, the Itchy and Scratchy show. You know how, like, the mouse always does horrible things to the cat, like kills him like 14 different ways? That was very similar to how Han Solo died.
Right, yeah.
So just don't bring up that Han Solo lives
well,
again.
Well, it was just a flippant comment I did make, because sometimes I know a lot of these series things, Home and Away and all of those, people die and they come back.
Oh, Mum, you're comparing Star Wars to Home and Away.
I don't watch it, I must tell you, but it's just when you see the promos of it, you know. I think somebody's just already come back, haven't they?
Yeah, there's been ghosts and everything on Home and Away. Home and Away is an Australian soap, if those internationally don't know that one. And you should stay away from Home and Away.
It's not worth watching. Take it from an older lady.
Who has wacky Han Solo theories. So what was your favourite part of the movie yesterday?
Well, there's a few parts. I liked when Han Solo and Leia met again.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Fisher?
Yes, and I thought that could have been a bit more embracing, but she hasn't forgiven him for what happened to Luke, seems like.
Or what happened? I think when
she wants him to find him, and he hasn't done that yet.
No, I think it was more that when Ben, their son, who's Kylo Ren, went bad, I think that sort of maybe broke them up.
Yeah.
And so he sort of went off to get away from his troubles or something.
Yeah. So I just thought that, you know, I would have liked them to maybe hug a bit more, but you know, that's an old lady too. But the other part I loved is when the Force's planet, it is the Force's planet, isn't it?
The what? Which one?
The baddies.
Oh, the Starkiller base.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I really loved that just blowing up. I thought that was good to get rid of the baddies.
Well, I think a few of those guys might have gotten away, but not Han Solo.
No. I'm all for the good. That's the thing. See, I'm not for the baddies.
Okay. And so my niece, Rosie's been getting into Star Wars. What sort of Star Wars stuff have you seen her doing, Mum?
Well, she's got a lightsaber now, mm-hmm. so she enjoys that.
Plus, which was very hard to find before Christmas.
Right. Because everybody wanted them.
Well, because I always go past, you know, if I'm in the mall, I always, you know, got to check out the Star Wars section to see what toys are new and stuff. And there's always tons of lightsabers. Tons. And then the week before Christmas, nuns.
No, they're in everybody's stocking.
Oh, my God. I went to so many places. Was it hard to get Star Wars toys for Santa when I was little?
No.
They were everywhere, yeah?
Oh, they were everywhere, but sometimes the special ones were hard to get.
but like the good figures.
But your mother was always made sure she got the ones that you wanted. Had to keep Steele happy.
Yes. I've still got the first one. It's a Luke X-Wing pilot, and his head's been glued back on. He lost his head in a battle when I was little, and he's in my cabinet.
Right.
He's one I'd keep forever.
Well, you'd have to keep it because it wouldn't be worth anything if you've had to glue its head back on.
Yeah, no, it is really worth.
He's devalued.
He's worth every bit personal worth. That's my favourite one.
Yes. Now, Rosie, too, she got the six other episodes for Christmas, which you made sure that she had because she hadn't seen, I don't think, any of them. So she went home from here Christmas Day and started watching them. And I think she watched two or three that day and watched all the others the next day or two. So she was really into them, one after the other.
Yeah, she was throwing them back. So I was actually a bit worried that if we waited, because it's almost a month since Christmas, and I was worried that by then she would have moved on to something else. But she still seemed pretty keen.
Yes, yes. Plus, she has another friend, she said, is Star Wars mad, and this little girl has got a room full of Star Wars stuff and posters and everything else.
Really?
And I know we discussed at golf today that usually the girls aren't into Star Wars because I played with a little 9-year-old today. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, no, I'm not interested in Star Wars. And I said, well, some little girls are. Mm. My Rosie's friend is into them, and I think Rosie is a bit into them now too.
Yeah, but that's good. Like, they should be able to be into whatever they want, and that's why I think Ray's a good role model for, do you know what I mean? Like, rather than playing with Barbies or something, which is fine if you want to play with Barbies, but if you want to jump around and hack stuff with a lightsaber. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.